Someone's been using a lot of plant food around here.
Yeah. Where's the counter?
I think it's that bulge under the bougainvillea.
Chico? Are you back there?
Look at all these orchids. Man, they're growing everywhere.
There's an awful lot of butterflies. Where?
Anywhere. Cappuccino?
If you can find the espresso machine, yeah.
No problem.
Mojo?
Cappuccino's fine.
Have a seat.
Hey, Chico, I think you better get a chainsaw.
Oh, look, here comes Claudine.
Why are you two standing?
Because we're trying to locate the tables.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Better watch where you sit. Last time I almost got bit in the butt by a sea snake.
A sea snake? So far from the beach.
I think the beach is getting closer.
Yeah, everything is.
The more they push on the jungle, the more the jungle pushes back.
We have to stop this.
I swear this chair is starting to sprout.
My chair is growing roots.
Do you want a cappuccino?
Iced tea.
Chico, iced tea. Chico?
I'll bet the bougainvillea's got him.
Chico?
Maybe he got eaten by an orchid.
Hey, Chico.
I'll go see.
Be careful. Jungle is hungry.
Jack, we have to talk to the spirit.
Hmm?
The nature goddess.
She'll never hear us over the roar of the bulldozers.
Now, today is Sunday.
Yeah, but they've been working around the clock.
Not today.
So, you want to go out?
Yes, of course.
Well, nothing like a nice Sunday stroll in the muck and the mud.
And what do you think will happen when they destroy the valley?
I have no idea.
The jungle will die.
Well, right now, it certainly looks pretty healthy to me.
Jack, you are not amusing.
Mojo, are you still alive?
I can go without you.
I'll go. I doubt if the jungle out there is any more dense than it is right here. Hey, Chico.
Don't worry about them.
I'm not. I'm worried about my cappuccino. Mojo.
Coming, boss.
It's about time. Now, where's Chico?
He was looking at a jaguar walking up the road.
Jaguar?
Yeah, he said it was down to the table last night.
Jaguars? Under the tables? That's it. That's it.
Jack, assis-toi.
What did she call me?
Jack, je t'ai dit de t'asseoir.
Would you say that again?
Oh, cesse de faire semblant que tu ne comprends rien.
Ah, sit. Yeah, right. Okay, Mojo. Claudine wants you to go back to the Magic Valley and see if you can seduce a jungle goddess.
I didn't say that.
I know. Chico told me the Tropics Motel fished a caiman out of their wading pool.
A caiman?
Yeah, they're like little alligators.
They are little?
Only about 6 feet long.
Yeah, 6 feet of jaws and a thrashing tail.
Do they have piranhas here?
If they did, you'd probably have found one in Chico's iced tea by now.
Oh, Chuck.
The last thing you want is a piranha hanging on the end of your tongue.
The machines are taking a day off.
And it stopped raining.
Look, over there.
Looks like they've almost finished notching that ridge.
Yeah, they'll be flooding this place in the next couple of days.
But this valley is so beautiful.
People don't understand that there are other places other than temples, mosques, and cathedrals that are also sacred.
You know, there are trees that date from before Christ, and they're still alive, and there are people who want to cut them up for wood. Now, how insane is this world?
I don't want to hear this.
Look, the way things are right now with those clowns in our government, especially...
No, stop. Look at yourself. These thoughts of yours, you think that way, you speak that way. No wonder there are so many negative things around you.
Not me.
I'm clean.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
But what about when you were so angry at Patterson?
Mais vas-tu te taire à la fin? and you too. Now, when we enter the valley, we are going to think positive thoughts.
No blame, no complain.
Yes. Now, let's find that spirit.
I think this is the best time to go walking around in that jungle.
Why is that?
because the snakes and bugs that live here have all moved into town.
Oh, wow, look. There it is, down there.
Is that where they place the offerings?
It's kind of an altar they built out of bamboo.
Hey, there's someone down there.
Man, they just blend right in.
It looks like Bunny.
I can't tell what she's doing.
Is that her?
I don't think she's doing anything.
She's praying. We'll wait. We won't disturb her.
Oh, man, it's starting to rain again.
Yeah. But why isn't it raining on her?
Remember, it doesn't rain down there.
Well, that's not fair. I mean, we're getting wet while she's just...
Jack?
I think someone else is down there.
It's that ghostly image we saw in the photograph.
Is that her?
She looks almost human.
She can assume any shape.
Looks like Bunny is talking to her.
Come on, let's eavesdrop.
How are you going to do that?
We'll creep down there and get out of this rain.
We are leaving.
Look, this is our chance to make contact with this jungle spirit. Jack, I mean, this
Jack,
isn't
Jack,
the...
Jack, Jack, she's right.
Okay. Well, nothing like a nice soggy Sunday stroll in the old jungle.
It's raining harder.
Well, that's why they call it a rainforest, Mojo.
Where have you been?
Out there.
Up where?
Daddy, don't flood that valley.
Bunny, it will make a very pretty lake. Trust me.
That valley really is sacred.
I'll name it after you. Bunny Lake.
Don't make me puke.
Have you been going out there by yourself?
Hey, wasn't there a movie, Bunny Lake is Missing?
Huh?
A 50s thriller.
Why did you go out there?
There's something there, the nature spirit they've been telling you about. She's real.
Sure, she's real.
I saw her.
What did you see?
She touched me.
What are you saying?
She spoke to me.
Have you been taking drugs?
No.
I'm gonna have you tested.
Daddy, I saw her.
You've gotten awfully strange lately.
I'm growing up.
Ever since your accident, what did that Flanders guy do to you?
He healed me.
He did something, all right.
Stop trying to blame everyone else.
You picked up some crazy ideas from someone.
It's you who's flooding that valley.
Oh, so that's what this is about.
Of course that's what this is about. The spirit told me if you flood that valley, you'll destroy this town.
The spirit speaks English?
She's spoken my thoughts. Please don't answer that. Listen to me. People think nature is peaceful, but it's not. If you do things to throw it out of balance, it can be deadly.
Bunny, you're going back to the States. You're leaving tomorrow.
Can we talk just this once?
Hello? Yeah? Yeah, I know that. I expect water to start flowing in by tomorrow afternoon. Save your excuses. I don't want to hear them.
Comment va-t-elle détruire la ville?
Je ne sais pas.
Est-ce que cela va se produire quand ils vont inonder la vallée?
Je crois c'est ce qu'elle a dit.
Excuse me, English, someone?
They're trying to figure out how this town is going to get wiped off the map.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, don't say anything. I'm seeing something. A flood. Yeah, a burst dam. It'll come right down the highway, the one they've been building.
You saw that?
Wait. Once the valley fills with water, the ridge facing the town will collapse. We'll all be swept out to sea.
This will not happen.
Maybe not, but that's what the movie in my head just told me.
We cannot allow this to happen.
My father won't change his mind.
Any chance we can get him to test that ridge?
He's flooding the valley tomorrow.
I want to meet the woman who you met on the beach. What's her name? Amber?
Yeah, she lives down at the end of the beach.
Oh, Bunny. Does your father have a list of the investors?
Yeah, why? What do you need?
Their names, that's all.
They're all in New York or out in the Hamptons.
We only need their names.
I know it's in Dad's computer, but I can't get in there until tonight, after he leaves the office.
Yeah, what time will that be?
Who knows? Sometimes he works through the night.
That will not do.
Well, if you want to lure him out, I can tell you how.
How, Mojo?
Invite him out for a drink.
One drink and he'll just go right back to work.
Funny. How much time do you need?
I don't know. It takes a couple hours to figure out his passwords.
I can keep him occupied.
What's that mean?
I think she means to keep him occupied.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What does that mean?
Jack, you trust me, don't you?
Ouch!
So, Mademoiselle Claudine, what do you do up there in Montreal?
Je fais des choses qui ne vous concernent pas.
I didn't get that.
Je sais que vous n'avez pas saisi ce que j'ai dit.
I see. Do you have a job?
Oui.
What do you do?
Je vois des gens. Je parle à des gens. Je visite des gens. J'essaie d'aider des gens. Des gens qui ne font pas partie de notre monde.
I haven't the foggiest what you just said.
Je le sais.
What would he use for passwords?
Well, he probably has his own code. His own way to remember them, right?
I guess.
When you do find the names, what are you going to do with them?
I'll print them out.
I mean, why does Claudine want to give the names of the investors to the woman with the sea snakes?
You're distracting me.
Looks like the tide's out. Does that mean tide's out, snakes in? I don't remember any big rocks in the middle of this beach. Rocks this size don't wash up with the tide. Whoa, these rocks are moving.
Another drink?
No, merci.
So why are you down here in the tropics?
I bought a boat.
Really? Pretzel?
No.
How big?
My boat?
Oof.
About 11 meters.
That's about 36 feet. That's a big boat.
Big enough.
Are you going to sail off somewhere?
Of course.
Caribbean? South America?
Yes.
What's the name of your boat?
Oh, it has no name.
What was that?
What?
Something with a tail just scooted over the bar.
Oh, the iguana.
Oh, yeah. Damn iguanas.
They have so many parrots here.
Messy things.
They're very pretty.
Yeah, pretty damn loud. Hey, let go of my pretzel! Let go of it, damn bird! All right, keep it! Damn macaws. Now, why doesn't your boat have a name?
Oh, it will.
Where is it?
At the marina.
I'd like to see it.
When?
Why not now?
Now, when did rocks learn how to walk? Ah, these are giant sea turtles. Big half-ton leatherbacks. I bet they're looking for a place to lay eggs. Wish I could watch this, but not tonight, Mojo.